No one will ever forget where they were on 9/11. And a lot of us will always remember where we were when we heard about the killing of Osama bin Laden. Now, exactly a year after that happened, what does it mean for America and our safety around the world? Joining us live is MJ Gohil, terrorism expert with the Asia-Pacific Foundation, which is a London-based intelligence and security think tank. MJ, great to have you on. Is al-Qaeda still viable enough to pose a threat?
Good to be with you both. Yes, al-Qaeda, the central organization of bin Laden, was actually dismantled and destroyed very soon after 9/11 by the superb work of the U.S. security and intelligence services. And bin Laden went into hiding, where he was finally captured a year ago in Pakistan. But the fact is that al-Qaeda was not and is not the only terrorist group out there. There is in reality, there is a global jihad movement composed of many autonomous groups together with their semi-autonomous cells, all bonded together by the common ideology, a hatred for the West and its democratic allies such as India and Israel, and a desire to impose fundamentalist Islam. So that portion of the threat still continues.
You know, we are seeing some fascinating documents that are being revealed now that show just how bin Laden was thinking so desperately about how his effort seemed to be failing, and he was quite despondent about that. But here we are a year later, and we are still under threat. What is the greatest threat that faces us a year after bin Laden's killing?
Bin Laden's greatest contribution, besides the atrocity of 9/11, has been his legacy. He franchised al-Qaeda in many ways. The threat has fragmented. So today we have the Lashkar-e-Toiba in Pakistan, a very dangerous terrorist group. There's the Pakistan Taliban, the Mullah Omar Taliban, the Haqqani Network, al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, al-Shabaab in Somalia, Boko Haram in Nigeria. There are groups in Southeast Asia, and of course there are these lone wolf terrorists also. There are individuals in countries who are willing to perpetuate atrocities on the basis of bin Laden's messages. So the threat is there. Now, just to give an example, just this week, the British government has announced that it is deploying batteries of surface-to-air missiles on a number of buildings in London in preparation for the London Olympics this summer. That's an indication of how great the threat still is.
You know, it was almost easier to go after al-Qaeda when it was just the one organization. It is so hard to deal with all these different organizations that are really connected only by their ideology.
Absolutely right. It's a very good point that it was much simpler when there was this one organization and one could go after them and eliminate them. And indeed, bin Laden's key leaders have been eliminated. There are younger leaders coming along, and they are spread out over the world. The danger here is that there are also individuals. I mean, Faisal Shahzad, mm-hmm. the British Pakistani in America, intended to blow up New York Times Square exactly 2 years ago today. Fortunately, he failed. So the security services, on the one hand, have been very efficient in thwarting plots, which has made us a little bit complacent. And we've also been lucky. And we tend to think that maybe the threat has gone away, but it's actually still very much out there.
Pretty good stuff. MJ, we thank you so much for your update this morning. MJ Gohil, terrorism expert with the Asia-Pacific Foundation, with us live from London.